Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'm Danny Pellegrino. Welcome to A Very Merry Iconic Podcast with me, Danny.
And me, Jenna. Hi. Jenna. Hi, Danny.
Happy almost 2023.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Is that the year we're getting on?
The ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Do you feel like these past few years are a blur?
I do,
actually.
The numbers
seems weird to me.
I do. Like, if you could ask me, like, what did you do in 2021? I don't know if I could tell you.
Yeah, and I feel like it was just yesterday that we were recording our first episode of this podcast. Now we're over four seasons in now.
Yeah.
Next year's going to be season five. We're going to have to step it up, do something. What's the anniversary gift for number five? Is it like
paper? Is it five golden rings?
We'll have to get into the rings. Jenna, this holiday season, is there anything memorable that you want to highlight that you really enjoyed this holiday season? Like, is there one thing that sticks out when you look on holiday season 2022? Is there one image or what pops in your mind first thing? For me, I guess while you think about that, I'll just say for this year, for me, it was all about the vintage reindeer, which I think maybe I had brought this up before, but I know that's what this year symbolized for me because I found a vintage reindeer very early on at a Marshall's in Ohio. And I thought that's going to be my look of the season. And so I bought a bunch of vintage reindeer that Matt does not want around the house. And I really leaned in. So that's what it will remember most for me. And my parents' first Thanksgiving at our house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so sweet.
What about you?
I would think I'll remember this Christmas as the first time I made eggplant parmesan. Like a real
interesting
Sicilian grandma's recipe that I made. And it was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible. I love, holidays are the only time I ever bake. I get really into anything with like a dish and a lid. That's it. Once a year. And I lean in to quote the feminist book by someone I don't remember.
But. What's that? Yeah. We made lasagna for Christmas Day. We did a Joy Behar lasagna recipe. I love
that. Oh, yeah, you love Joy.
We're not at New Year's Eve yet. We're sort of in that weird in-between time right now.
The in-between time cracks me up, by the way.
Oh, it's
both,
so weird.
You and I both also last year at this time had COVID.
I know,
We both got it.
Last year at this time, we got COVID. My car got repoed.
Yes,
it was like
right.
The worst week of my whole life.
You had like downtown to like a tow truck yard.
Yeah, they took my car and it was rain. Remember, it was so rainy
everywhere.
It was
everywhere. So cold.
It was the worst thing ever.
COVID Christmas. And but now we're thriving.
Wait, so I want to bring up, so New Year's Eve is obviously that weird day where I feel like there's so much pressure to do something and do something crazy and special and fun. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that.
Yeah. But,
So I saw this this thing in Women's Day, which, why am I reading Women's Day? Why not?
I love Women's Day.
But they had WDD. All these ideas for how to say hello to 2023. And I thought I'd just read this list, A, as a way for us to Just if you're out there looking for something to do, maybe this will spark something within you.
Yes.
And I'm saying it to myself as well, because we don't have any official plans for New Year's Eve, and we don't normally.
No.
But here is the list. You ready?
You ready.
Okay. Well, first of all, what would you be your number one thing on a list for alternative things to do on New Year's Eve? Like, what would you say? Let's just do that first.
Oh, I always, my brother and I would order Papa Murphy's pizza and watch three movies.
Any specific movies or?
Oh, usually like, something really kind of raunchy.
Okay.
Even with my brother, we would like get like Bad Santa, like, you know what I mean? Or, Eight Crazy Nights. We'd get rated R Christmas movies.
Like frat house kind of humor.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Frat house. Yeah.
So number one on this list is to set mini resolutions for the coming year. We've talked about resolutions. Would you do that on New Year's Eve?
I do. My best friend Jackie and I, who you know, Jackie, we went to the 90210 pop-up. Yeah, yeah. Since high school, what's up, Jackie? We meet every either New Year's Eve or the week before, and we write out physically on a piece of paper, and then we seal it in a manila envelope, and she hangs on to it because she's a lawyer. So,
she's got
documents. We've been doing it since the early 2000s.
I love that.
Yeah. What about you? Do you do resolutions?
No, that sparked though in me. Did you ever see that Nickelodeon did why can't I think of the word we need?
Oh, time capsule? Yes. Yeah. We would crush it at charades, by the way.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I just thought,
but time capsule, I love time capsules. And that sort of reminds me, that feels like a time capsule thing. And I love a time capsule ever since I was a kid. And there's a Nickelodeon time capsule that's going to be open in like 10 or 20 years or something from our childhood. By the way, you're drinking wine right now, and I just have to point out that the wine cork fell in the bottle, which is so trashy here, but it is what it is.
Yeah, but I assumed because you're Italian, I was like, oh, Italians must just shove the cork in white wine.
Yeah, Jenna asked.
Because it's like, I was like, is this one of your like heritage moments?
Listeners, Jenna came here and I gave her some wine and the cork was in the bottle and she's like, oh, is this a way to like preserve it? And I was like, no, the cork just fell in.
I was like, let's record. Yeah.
Okay, so number two is, this is a tradition that is in some Latin American cultures to walk around the neighborhood with a suitcase. Have you ever heard this?
No.
It's to
I married someone from Latin America.
Oh, did
wait, that one time, remember my first husband?
He was from Latin America?
Yeah. Venezuela.
That's a way to manifest travel and adventure in the year ahead.
Wait, they walk around with an empty suitcase to manifest travel?
It says you can also walk in and out of your front door a number of times while rolling one, and I was like, what, like
weed? Like a weed, a joint.
It says to symbolize how often you want to travel to or place, to travel. Interesting.
Okay, what's the next one?
I'm going to do that
this year.
This
is funny.
Because I want to do travel.
Yeah. Oh, I know, me too. I would like, when I can't sleep, I look at pictures of Greece. Because I went there right before the pandemic to like Athens and Mykonos. Oh, Greece is beautiful.
I feel like I've never been anywhere, Jenna. I need to go places. We just didn't have any money to go anywhere.
We could record from Iceland. There's mineral pools and like all these things.
If anyone out there is doing tourism in Iceland, give us a call. We'll do a live show there.
We will do an absolute live show in Iceland. Oh my God. Let's do a live show.
Find the lessons in 2022 is number three on the list. So take stock of what challenges you faced this year. What was your biggest challenge this year, do you think?
Oh, my biggest challenge was probably, I took on a new role in a day job, you know, after just writing from home during the pandemic. Writing movies from home. I got a job at the most famous, probably restaurant in the world, Lusso and Frank. And I think
that's an adjustment too, because not only are you getting into a new area or industry, but also doing it post pandemic when things were getting back into the world is a challenge anyway.
Yeah. And it's been so fun. It's so fun. It is like being a part of like a huge family.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Biggest challenge?
I think just managing work stuff, I think was hard this year of like, I am really happy with how work stuff's going and has gone, but it was just, everything got amped up a little bit and I don't think I was ready for the schedule of it all and as you know, from this industry, it's like there are a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things that are kind of behind the scenes that you're working on that maybe some people will never see and that you put so much time and effort and stuff into.
Yes.
And that's really hard. And sometimes it's hard to explain to people that you're so busy working all the time, but it's usually because of things that maybe won't manifest or be seen in the public for years and years.
Yeah.
So that was hard, but also it was really exciting. I mean, I feel really grateful. This year was amazing. My book came out and that was So exciting. Number four is to take a virtual class to learn something new. Have you done any of these virtual classes?
Oh, I've done Masterclass.
Oh, which one?
Which I liked. I've done a couple. I did Judd Apatow's screenwriting one. And I did another one.
I watched Mariah Carey's, but I didn't.
Oh, awesome.
I didn't really like learn how to do anything.
Yeah.
Because I can't sing.
What was it about?
Singing.
Oh, cool. I'm tone deaf. That's so funny. Oh, I cannot sing either. Yeah. But
do
we can carry
you wish you could?
I do. Yes, I do. I think that's why, but if I could, I would be too threatening.
Oh.
Like, can you imagine me as a singer?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They'd be like, no. I'd be unlikable.
No, I don't think so. Why do you think you'd be unlikable?
Because I'm too cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be too talented.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd be too
for
talented.
Sure, for sure.
Yeah. Can't wait to see the comments on this. Bitch. Yeah.
I don't read the comments for my other show because it's too intense. But I do read the comments for the holiday podcast. And everyone's really nice to us.
Yeah, mostly.
I've only seen that.
I've only seen a couple. And I'm like,
I look for like a second and then I turn away.
That's why I have a private Instagram. Because like, that's the other thing too. I mean, I would love to be able to sing because not for any public reason. Don't you wish you could serenade someone?
Oh, yeah.
I wish.
Well, I do that anyway, but Matt doesn't
you
like
do?
It.
Oh, I love that. That's so sweet.
By serenade, I mean like we have these songs. I don't know if you do.
What's your and Matt's song? Do you have a song?
Wait, there is. Matt actually does this more than I do, but he makes up songs, like improvises songs around the house.
I do that all the time.
Yeah. Okay. So I have this one where it's like, get in the mail now. You know, like that's mine. This isn't necessarily like serenading, but these are songs that play around our house.
Yeah.
From us vocally. And then Matt has this one when he, so one of my favorite meals is like a really trashy comfort food meal. We call it cheesy chicken. And it's right. Yes. It's chicken, like baked chicken, rice-a-roni, the chicken rice-a-roni, and then cheese all mixed together.
Yeah.
So he made up the song. It's like, ooh, cheesy chicken, don't you like what you see? Won't you come over, cheesy chicken, don't you have a cheesy chicken? I'm getting he knows the lyrics better than I do. But that's the like vibe. And it's a take off some other song, but it's like, ooh, cheesy chicken, don't you like what you see? And so we sing that all the time. Even when there's no cheesy chicken being made, that's like a song that I feel like plays in our house.
I love that.
I've never told anyone that before.
That's amazing. Ooh, cheesy chicken, don't you like?
Won't you come over, cheesy chicken? Oh, I think it's a take on the Beyonce song, Check On It. That's the beat.
Oh, okay.
In case people were wondering.
I dig that.
Yeah. But in terms of like other people's songs, the song that reminds me of Matt is Mariah Carey's Forever, which is like actually like a breakup ballad, but it played one of our first dates. We were in our friend's car, in the backseat of their car when we were first dating and listening to that song. Anyway, okay. So manifesting your goals. What's your number one goal for next year?
Oh, I want to buy a house.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Then 2023. Like that's going to be the year. That's crazy. 2023.
It's weird.
That's crazy. I think for my goal, I want to get something produced, like script produced.
Cool.
Like movie. I feel like I got all these scripts in various stages and I'm like, I just want one of them to get going. Okay. So then number six is to have an early outdoor celebration. That's stupid. Number seven is watch a New Year's Eve theme movie. And I'm assuming what they mean is New Year's Eve.
Gary Marshall. Which we covered a couple seasons ago. Listen.
That's like one of my favorite episodes, our New Year's Eve one.
Ever. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good. Okay. Yeah. You definitely should watch that. It's also, of course, When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
About Time is a classic that I love with Rachel McAdams. That opens with New Year's.
Maybe. Throw it out there. You and I should write a New Year's movie.
We should. We got to do that. Okay. And well, can we make it like Gary Marshall's where we just have like a million roles?
Yeah. There's just cameosgalore.com.
What's so funny is, I think maybe you were the one who told me this, but with like the Hallmark movies and stuff, because those are made really quickly on a lower.
Yes.
You know, they don't have a budget for 100 extras like they would a Will Ferrell movie. Mm-hmm. But it's funny because if you look at something like New Year's Eve, there's 100 million speaking parts and they're all filled with like well-known people. So just the casting salaries must have been so outrageous for that movie.
Outrageous. 80 million. You're like, that's why that movie costs so much.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but most holiday TV movies, you have to limit the amount of speaking roles. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, it's usually 8 to 10 principals. And then there's a thing called like 5 under 5, which 5 characters can speak 5 lines or less.
Oh my God.
I know. I only know this because it's my, you know.
Yeah, but I love
that. You have to write so many side characters. So anytime you see a character in a movie speak less than five lines.
On TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're a day player.
Interesting.
I respect day players.
Number eight is to spend the day adventuring, which I don't know. I kind of tend to get into like a, this isn't a good thing to say on a podcast. We're supposed to be laughing, but into a depression state at the end of the holiday.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, you hibernate. Yeah. The adventure is not for Jan 1. And I'm like, no, you hibernate in a cave.
We're
like a
loaded
bear.
With peppermint bark and regret. Like we are not filled with the hood spot to go outside and do an adventure hike.
No. And like, I love, have you ever done the spirit animal quiz?
No.
I'll have to send you one because I would be curious to find out who you are.
Interesting.
You're something cool like a swan.
Could it be like a Muppet? Is that
count? Maybe.
Okay.
Because like I've done spirit animal quizzes over the years and I'm a bear.
Oh,
hardcore.
Okay.
Which anyone who knows me, you know, shout out Dr. Doshi. I'm like, I love to hibernate in the winter, but it's a very natural thing for people who create. If you create a lot, you have to hibernate.
Oh,
and so like on New Year's, I remember like all you want to do is stay in.
Yeah.
Is because I think we are biologically wired to just kind of hunker down, weather it out. Because also not to bring up something really messed up, but like van life is not safe.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I noticed recently, it's been something I've taken stock of in my own life, is that when I'm out and about in public and like doing the socializing thing, I feel like I'm good and like I'm on my toes and I try to be sociable and all those things. Mm-hmm. But then I conversely need then that time to hibernate to like re-energize the juices. I don't feel like I'm good at being in like the middle ground. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I have to retreat and like lock the door and whatever.
Yeah. I lay in the dark in a flat state with my pets just to...
Yeah,
go to like an equilibrium.
Yeah,
because I think, but I feel like even more now, like post pandemic.
Yeah,
you know,
because we all learned. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, number nine.
Yeah, back up. Yeah, I mean, again, that's just a reason as we get older and as we, the word endure is a terrible word, but like as we go through more holiday seasons, it's like taking stock of what we're grateful for. Like I'm so grateful for my family, and my friends. Yeah. I'm grateful that I have. Creative work.
You know what I just read? Like it was one of those Instagram like inspirational photos. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get it wrong, but it said something like at the end of your life, if you knew you had 15 Christmases left, let's say,
yeah,
wouldn't you do them different? But you kind of don't think them in like that way. Or at least I don't, you know, if I knew I had 10 more Valentine's days or whatever it was, birthdays, if you knew that exact number, you would treat those days differently.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Anyway, number nine is Dressed to the Nines.
Which I love to
do. Would you dress to the nines if it was, if you're home alone, let's say on New Year's Eve, would you dress to the nines?
Oh, you know what? Traditionally, no. I'm a cozy yeah. Cameron Diaz in the bed night one. Iris's cottage. Yeah. That's how I look pretty much every night of my life. Yeah. But I love playing dress up. And sometimes I put on my prom dress.
I like the sweater you're wearing right now.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah, it's very cute.
It's very like the Grinch, you know, like Grinch color. But I love playing dress up. I grew
Grinch
up playing
part four coming next season.
Exactly. I'll wear this. But like, I'll put on like my silk gloves and like grandma's fur coat. And I sometimes like love playing dress up because I did that growing up. We had a dress up trunk, a dedicated trunk of costumes and props, which cue to where we met, Groundlings. Yeah. You know,
I still got a wig in my closet. I got all my wigs in a box.
But you know, I dig dressing up, but being home by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But what about you?
No, I'm a pajama person. Yeah. And it's actually sick this time of year because I wear basically what I'm wearing now, but like always just pajama bottoms. And a lot of my pajama bottoms are like Christmassy or like plaid, or they look very not to go out of the house with. And when I run to the store, I'll just run to the store like that. And sometimes I think like, wow, I look really awful. Like,
no, me too.
But I don't care, but I do it anyway. And because it's like, who wants to go change into a new pair of pants or put jeans on or something? If I'm wearing plaid pajama bottoms, that's what I'm wearing to Whole Foods.
Yes.
Okay. Number 10, we're almost through the list. Call a loved one. I think that's great advice. Anytime you call a loved one, call a loved one.
Yes.
Watch the ball drop. I think that actually is what usually sends me over the edge, is like into depression, is like the fall, watching the ball drop. Because something about that symbolism and stuff,
yeah.
I feel like I could be a little sad on New Year's Eve. And then when the ball drops, I'm like, oh, yeah. This is depressing.
I remember when I was living in New York and there for New Year's Eve, it was 17 degrees out every New Year's Eve. And people, there would put up gates around Times Square. It was like a whole shenanigan. And I never wanted to watch the ball drop in person because you're
seems
freezing.
Like a clusterfuck.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I really want to go. So did I tell you they invited me to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Because I'm obsessed with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But they invited me like 2 days before. My parents were already here for Thanksgiving, so I couldn't go. And it was just tickets to like go there. So it wasn't to do anything. But anyway, I was like, the guy who reached out to me, I was like, I'm taking you up on that next year because it's my dream to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But I also think it would be too stressful for me.
It's because it's so early.
It's early and crowded.
Yeah, it's early and crowded. The night to go is the night before.
You know, I get scared about where to pee.
Oh, totally. Yeah, because you can't. But like they blow up the balloons the night before around the Natural History Museum on the Upper West Side. And so, yeah, if you go up to like Central Park West, anywhere between like 84 and 90, all the balloons are there being blown up. And so everyone, all the like the locals go there because you watch them get blown up, which is hilarious.
I mean, my dream ultimate goal is to host that so that
it'll happen.
I could talk about the floats. Like all I want is to hear about the floats.
Danny,
like,
you are so going to do that.
Somebody needs to let me.
Who do you want? You and Kelly.
Oh my God.
Kelly Ripa.
Oh,
I love her.
I love her too. I'd love that. I mean, it would be the dream come true.
Oh my God.
Kelly always hosts the, Disney Christmas Day Parade. And sometimes I fall into YouTube spirals where I watch old ones.
Yeah.
Because they're on YouTube. Okay. So
I love her. I met her when I went to New York when her and Michael Strahan were hosting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And Laura was on it. And she could not be lovelier.
I didn't tell you this.
Yeah.
So apparently last year, the year before on this podcast, I had said I had a dream that I interviewed Kelly Ripa. And then I had her on my show, on my other show a couple of weeks ago about a month ago now. And somebody sent me the clip from this holiday podcast of me saying I had a dream to you. I was telling you the story. I had a dream that I interviewed her. And so everything comes full circle. So I guess what I'm saying is that everything we say on this podcast will come true. We're secreting it into existence. So I'm secreting that, yes, I'm going to be hosting Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I can 100% see that. That actually makes more sense to me than a lot of things.
Let's all
you hosting the parade. You would be such a great host.
Thank you. Well, maybe one of these years somebody can find this clip and send it to him and send it to me if I'm hosting. Oh my God, it'd be a dream come true. I just love the craziness of that parade. I just love it. I love it. Love it.
I do too. I like that. I don't like my percentage of identifying the balloons is like Less than 50%.
Oh,
yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't know who that is. You know,
especially now they're all new people.
Oh yeah, they're like Pokemon characters. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm most fascinated by the people doing the performances on the float because they're just singing alongside like people in costumes and people dressed as ovens and Nikki Blonsky on the Amica insurance float, and it's like crazy pairings that make no fucking sense. I love it. Number 13 is to declutter your house, which I think. Yeah, great. Declutter your house.
I do that pretty often. Yeah. I'm one of those, like, every season, I do a deep dive.
Oh, that's good. Do you do it with clothes? Like, you get rid of clothes? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You need to be better about that. Yeah. Okay, so some of these other are pretty basic. The last one I want to talk about is number 17, plan a fancy dinner. I think this is the most important thing to do on a New Year's Eve. I think getting some good food, a good charcuterie plate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's about.
Yeah, some good wine.
Yeah, good wine. How is that wine you're drinking?
It's delicious. It's got a cork in it.
Does it take woodsy?
And the R2-D2 wine stopper.
And Matt's a big Star Wars guy.
Have a merry, very merry iconic Christmas.
Yeah, we sell wine glasses at everythingiconic.store, so go buy them. There you go.
Which, I love this.
You know, they're good quality wine glasses, too, because we wanted to make sure that we weren't selling, like, cheap shit.
We should do a fancy wine dinner, but... A thing I do love about New Year's is like the idea that you get to restart.
Mm-hmm.
Where, I mean, not to go all, you know, Pinot Grigio
Go ahead.
On you, but like you can restart anytime, but I dig resolutions in general. Like I like saying out loud, like you said, said out loud on this podcast, you want to interview Kelly Ripa and you did. Like, just say shit out loud.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I guess I don't think of resolutions that way, and I should, because I think it is sort of similar to that whole secreting things into existence, because you do, on some level, have to be convinced yourself that something... I mean, it's that law of attraction kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so maybe I need to rethink New Year's Eve resolutions, because that's essentially what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we all need to go forth.
Yeah.
And, have a happy new year.
Yeah.
And I hope everyone out there has a happy new year. One of the things that I've really been thinking about a lot lately is how this whole idea of traditions, and I know I'm someone who gets caught up in traditions. So when I was a kid, I, let's say, watched Home Alone mm-hmm. one Christmas, then I feel like I have to watch it every season. That's largely a lot of what this podcast came from, is like recapping these movies that we watch year after year after year. And a lot of the movies, I feel like, become a tradition that I become forced to recognize. Or we all have those ornaments that you feel like you have to put on the tree every year. Mm-hmm. And then you feel guilty if the tradition doesn't happen. And one of the things I've been thinking about is trying to let go of the idea that just because something was a tradition for 3 years of your life doesn't mean it always has to be. Whether that be putting an ornament on the tree or seeing someone or doing a particular activity or something.
Or cooking a dish you don't like.
Yeah, you can always change those traditions, change course, don't feel guilty, and let go of that sort of stress or guilt to feel like you have to do that, because some traditions are meant to last a lifetime, but some are meant to last for 3 years, and that's okay to move on and change course. So that's something I'm saying as a reminder myself, because I've just been thinking about that. Like, just because I did this thing doesn't mean I have to. And I don't know. Yeah.
You're right, though, because we attach significance to stuff.
We get so addicted to that. Yeah. Idea.
But we're at this like kind of interesting time in our lives, and probably everyone is, where it's like you can actually just choose. Like, oh, do I play Cards Against Humanity with my immediate family? Yes. You know, and it's hilarious. Or what do I want to make? You know, it's I mean, grandma's stuffing is amazing. Yes. But you can always make new things.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
And it's
okay. Make it normal. It's normal.
The other thing too is this time of year, we feel like we have to visit certain family members, or we have to see this person or that person. And
you have to get a real tree, or you have to get whatever.
Whatever it is. And you don't have to do any of those things. Let go of that idea that you have to do it, because you're going to drive yourself fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And maybe we talked about this on the show, but my mom's advice for relationships is that if in a long-term relationship, there's going to be good years and bad years, just want to make sure that the good years outweigh the bad. That's mm-hmm. the goal, right? Is like the math works out so that there's more good than bad. And I think that's the same for holidays too. We put so much pressure for every holiday to be perfect. But there are going to be years where you're alone on a New Year's Eve mm-hmm. or when you're alone on Christmas mm-hmm. or whatever. And there's going to be other years where you're in a relationship or you're with a great friend or whatever. But you know, in the end, there's going to be some good and bad in all of them. You just hope that you have more good than bad of the holidays, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And that they stack up, Because like even like I realized
we got so emo in this one.
I know, right? We got so emo. But like also I like I'm so lucky I got to see you and Matt last Christmas day, which was amazing. And then we both got COVID.
Anyway, I hope everyone out there has a good New Year's and just celebrates the season and find some laughs. And
And no pressure to stay up till midnight. If you can go to bed at 9:30, you should, which I will be doing.
Take some NyQuil and go to bed.
Yeah, I'm eating melatonin gummies and like, good night, everybody.
I've been having problems with the, I took NyQuil recently, like two nights in a row, and it gives me, I can't take NyQuil. It gives me too much of a like NyQuil hangover.
Yeah, NyQuil is so nice. Do you do ZQuil?
I have, but if I feel the same way. It gives me that like groggy feeling the next day. I hate the groggy feeling.
Oh, I wake up feeling great. ZQuil, please sponsor us. Oh, yeah.
ZQuil. We love you.
No, I'm kidding. No, you're right. It is the grog. Yeah. But also we got a little bit of rain here.
Yeah, I love the rain. I love the rain.
Me too.
Jenna, I love you so much.
And I love
we're going to try to be back this, before February next holiday
for
season.
Magic Mike.
But just in the off chance we don't get to it, we will be back for season 5 next holiday season.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Jenna's going to be having a new holiday movie that will be airing. We'll let
you
know.
A perfect Christmas pairing.
And we will be covering it for sure. We're so excited.
And we'll get Ansley Gordon, Chris Connell. We'll get all the, in the movie. Actors on. Yeah, we'll get the leads on.
We're going to get them in. I'm going to be having a holiday book released next year. I'm very excited about, which hopefully I can share more soon.
So exciting.
And then in the meantime, just find us on social media at Danny Pellegrino. Jenna is where?
At jenna.brister.
Yes. And check out my other podcast. It's called Everything Iconic. And you can find all of our updates for the holiday podcast on Instagram at A Very Merry Iconic Podcast. But for now, we bid you adieu. Happy 2023. We'll be back when we can. And we love you so much. I love you, Jenna. Happy New Year. Happy
I love
Christmas.
You, Danny.
All the things.
Happy Christmas.
Bye, everyone. Happy New Year.
Bye, guys.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.